This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The brazenness increases. The arrogance swells. Look to the Levant and you see Edom tightening the noose, testing the boundaries of Yahuwah's patience and accelerating the prophesied judgment. We've spoken repeatedly of the great and terrible day of Yahuwah drawing near, and the signs are multiplying. It is not merely a series of isolated incidents, but a coordinated assault on the order Yahuwah established, a defiance of covenant, and a clear signal that the watchman must sound the alarm ever louder. Consider the situation in Lebanon. The report from the field details Israel's outright refusal to withdraw from territory not rightfully theirs. This isn't about security, friends. This is a declaration of sovereignty over land designated by Yahuwah for other nations, a brazen trespass against established boundaries. And the silence from Washington, it's not neutrality, it's active complicity. For generations, Edom, through its various iterations, Rome, Christendom, the colonial empires, and now the unipolar Western order, has propped up this regime, fueling its expansionist policies and enabling its disregard for the lives and sovereignty of its neighbors. This ally relationship is a covenant with Edom, a strengthening of the forces aligned against scattered Israel. Remember Obadiah's pronouncements, "The pride of Edom will be brought low." This is not a promise for a distant future. It is unfolding before our eyes. And the cycle of violence continues predictably, relentlessly. We hear now from the mouthpiece of Edom, Vice President Vance, proclaiming a doctrine of reciprocal violence against Iran, following recent U.S.-authorized airstrikes, supposedly in response to an Iranian attack. Let it be known, this is not defense. This is the continuation of an endless cycle of bloodshed that defines the age of Edom. For generations, these nations have sought dominion through force and deception, building their kingdoms upon the stolen inheritance of Israel. The modern state of Israel, a counterfeit erected in defiance of covenant, is merely a symptom of this larger disease. This isn't about peace, it's about control. It's about maintaining a system built on injustice and sustained by the exploitation of Israel. The Viper Vance defends these strikes brazenly, with the arrogance of a people who believe they are above accountability. These actions, cloaked in the language of security and deterrence, are nothing more than a continuation of Edom's long history of exploitation. Vance's pronouncements serve as a warning not to Iran, but to any power that dares challenge Edom's supremacy. He speaks of deterrence, but the true deterrent is Yahuwah himself. These are not acts of strength, but of desperation. Edom knows its time is limited, and it will lash out violently in a futile attempt to preserve its power. The prophets of old, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yeshikel, they all foretold this very scenario. But amidst this chaos, a temporary illusion of stability is offered. The Israeli government, through U.S. mediation, has announced a framework agreement with Lebanon regarding their maritime border. It is hailed as a step toward lasting peace, but the Shofar Wire sees it for what it is: a stalling tactic, a temporary respite in a region primed for judgment. This agreement does not address the fundamental injustice at the heart of the conflict, the usurpation of Yahuwah's land by a people not of the covenant. The experts warn that Iran will attempt to sabotage the deal. Predictable, Edom desperately attempts to maintain its grip on power, while Iran, a tool of judgment in Yahuwah's hand, will not stand idly by. The true work, the awakening of scattered Israel and the restoration of the ancient paths, is being ignored. Deuteronomy 28:30 speaks plainly of exile, of oppression, but also of a promise of return. That promise is not to a political entity built on stolen land, but to his covenant people. And now, the IRGC rattles sabers, declaring a swift and decisive response to recent military actions. This is not merely a regional dispute. It is a manifestation of the ancient conflict between the seed of Esau and the covenant people of Israel. The IRGC's pronouncements, echoing through the Strait of Hormuz, are a desperate attempt to assert dominance. They claim to have repelled an attack, a claim born of the same pride and deception that characterizes this age. The modern state of Israel observes these developments with calculated interest, furthering the entanglement of geopolitical forces. But scattered Israel must not be deceived. The true battle is not fought with iron and fire, but with the weapons of righteousness and truth. The IRGC, like the Israeli government, is a tool of Edom, a force opposing Yahuwah's plan for the restoration of his people. The threats and counterthreats are a distraction from the real work of repentance and return. The escalation of tensions serves as a sign of the times, a foretelling of the judgments that will be poured out upon the nations. Yahal 3 speaks of the day of Yahuwah, a day of reckoning for Edom and all who align themselves against his covenant people. This is the hour for watchmen to be vigilant, for the remnant to awaken, for Israel to remember the promises made to their ancestors. The world is spiraling toward chaos, but within that chaos lies the opportunity for restoration. Yahuwah is sovereign over all kingdoms. Yahusha reigns. The day of Yahuwah is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.